James, one would think that it would be apparent and logical then to go like this for the future and say, ah, that can also be, I will be loosed, you will be loosed, he will be loosed. Mm-mm. This is only middle. Instead, look what happens. You don't know how much this pains me. You don't know how much this pains me. Yes, but you're not subject to embarrassment. You're only subject to fear. Now, what the heck has gone on here? This is a true gag bag. Look at what's happened here. Instead of using the future focus on intention stem, what's happened here now is a new stem has been concocted with a theta-eta following the basic root lu. Now look at here, what's that? Sigma, sign of the future, right? So instead of li sum I, we get li the sum I. And what happens then is that you get this odd form with the theta eta welded on to the stem of principal part number one, which is the basic root of the verb. Notice it's not welded on to principal part number two. It's not lis thesami. So you put this in here, and then you put the sigma on, and then you put the normal connecting vowels, and it's future, so what do we use? Joshua, primary endings or secondary endings for the future? Primary, because it's not in the past. That's exactly right. So, theta, eta, then you put the sigma, then you have the normal connecting vowels and endings. Now, this form up here, you people always ask this, that form up here will then be translated. I will be loosed. You will be loosed. He will be loosed. Because it shouldn't do that. Why is it putting a theta eta in there? That's stupid. You ought to just use lusumai, and you can figure this out, whether it's got an object on it or whether it's got hupaw plus the genitive on it. You can figure this out. There's no reason for this. For some reason, though, it sticks in the theta eta. Guy? And it goes right after the stem of principal part number one.
Is it always the theta eta?
It's always the theta eta.
Always before the sigma.
Yeah, the sigma comes after the eta.
Unless it's some like...
No. The sigma will come after the eta there. Right. So theta eta, then the sigma is the sign of the future. That's exactly right.
The sigma replaces just like in the future.
There's good news and bad news on this front. The good news is it's always a sigma because the eta's in front of it. The bad news is there's going to be adjustment at the end of the stem before the theta. Yeah. I'm trying to be gentle here. All right? So, yes, there will be adjustment, but it'll come before the theta on the clash with the end of the stem, not with the sigma. Sigma will be sigma. No. This is all here, first principle part. This is present. This is imperfect. Do you see, Wendell? You see, I've got the same Lü stem.
Okay.
Yep, got the same Lü stem. I just started in my presentation today with the first principle part, and that's why I did present and imperfect. All right?